Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, hello, hello. Oh, well, hi. How are you? Welcome to another episode of 26 Habits on The Emma Gunn Show. And a new one, another new one. We are rattling through them. And you're going to hear me say, I would imagine, quite a lot between now and the end of the year. I've been putting this one off because we really are getting to, we've got less than 10 habits left. And there are some that I have been avoiding because I thought, oh, they need a bit of planning, or they might be a bit too hard, but they have to be done. You have suggested them in many cases. So this one feels very weird, very weird, very, very weird. And it's another suggestion that has come out of the Facebook group for the podcast. You can join that group by clicking the link in the profile in the show notes. And it's no makeup. Eek. Oh gosh, am I really going to publish this? Okay, I have been wearing makeup for nearly 30 years and have been a beauty journalist for over 15. So to get up in the morning and not layer, define, sculpt and perfect in front of the mirror with whatever gorgeous products I've selected that day actually feels like missing out on a really crucial part of my day. I actually wonder what the morning will look like, because it will be leaving the house thinking I've forgotten something. And it will be that thing of sort of patting my back pocket or checking in my handbag for my wallet or my keys and realizing that's not what I've forgotten. It's something different. And in the years I've been writing about beauty, I've had many conversations with many people, from makeup artists to makeup brand ambassadors, the people who create makeup brands, about why women wear makeup. And I firmly believe that women wear makeup for themselves, not as a mask, not to shield some insecurities. Although obviously if you've got a pimple and you feel less confident because of it, you're going to cover it. But ultimately, it's about channeling your best you and feeling as though you're showing off the best version of yourself to the world. Something I'm completely on board with. I personally see applying makeup as a step in self-care, an acknowledgement that you deserve to have a bit of time spent on you. And I know that when I was depressed, I would rarely apply makeup. And then I'd look in the mirror and think, well, you're terribly ugly. So of course you should be unhappy, which would compound my negative feelings. And, you know, that's a spiral that isn't great. I also remember the days when I was obviously coming out of the fog of all of that, and I would actually spend the time blow drying my hair, or I would do eyeliner, which is a bit fiddly and takes a bit of time and concentration. And I remember at the time thinking, oh, I think this is a step on the road to recovery. So I found out some interesting things about makeup, because there are lots of theories about why women wear makeup. They wear it for men, they wear it for to hide insecurities and all of this kind of stuff. And I've got to be honest, oh, and they buy it because they just fall, or we buy it just because we fall foul to advertising. Of course, I mean, Charlotte Tilbury is an incredible brand, but that brand, I mean, and the products are brilliant, but what gets you in the shops? The fact that her advertising looks so good. So, as I've said, I think it's to do with giving yourself a bit of love, presenting yourself in a way to the world that you want to be perceived. And I don't think that's a bad thing. It's not dissimilar from fashion. But there are some interesting stats. So I found these online. On average, we will spend 474 days of our lives putting on cosmetics. So that's over a year's worth of time. I wonder whether that hasn't increased wildly since the advent of YouTube tutorials and since the advent of contouring and all those layers, because back in the day, I don't remember baking. I mean, I don't do it now, I've got to be honest. You know, I don't do all those fancy layers. I don't put on eyeshadow and then cut my crease, which takes all, any of that kind of stuff. But I wonder if in a graph of time spent on makeup in a lifetime, I wonder whether there is a massive spike in that since Insta makeup, since the whole contouring and the very sort of highlighting, strobing, all of that kind of layer of look. The other thing is that on average, women will spend around £10,000 in their lifetime on cosmetics. Is it wrong that I think, yeah, seems right, seems about right? I mean, it's a big figure, obviously, but I can believe it. I can definitely believe it. But no makeup is just something that still prompts a conversation or a response. And a couple of years ago, Alicia Keys stopped wearing makeup and it was headline news. And Alicia's reasons were, according to her, very personal and about her own empowerment. And at the time she said, let's find this, every time I left the house, I'd be worried if I didn't put on makeup. What if someone wanted a picture? What if they posted it? These were the insecure, superficial, but honest thoughts I was thinking. And all of it, one way or another, was based too much on what other people thought of me. After gaining confidence and overcoming these securities, she worked on herself, she meditated, she then did a no makeup photo shoot, which was artwork for a single that she did. And she said that all of that work combined made her feel the strongest, most empowered, most free and most honestly beautiful that I have ever felt. I felt powerful because my initial intentions realized themselves. My desire to listen to myself, to tear down the walls I built over all those years, to be full of purpose and to be myself. The universe was listening to those things I promised myself, or maybe I was just finally listening to the universe. But however it goes, that's how this whole no makeup thing began. So Alicia's reasons were slightly more robust than perhaps my own, which is quite a few people have mentioned it in the Facebook group. And I don't know whether I'm going to have the balls, truthfully. Also, we have to acknowledge something about Alicia Keys. She's very beautiful and she has incredible skin and she can get away without wearing makeup. She's on HDTV, she's under studio lights and she looks good. And the harsh fact, the harsh reality is that's not necessarily true for everybody. So as much as she looks incredible and I kind of dig what she's doing, the day you stop wearing makeup, you ain't going to look like Alicia Keys. I'm not going to look like Alicia Keys and I just have to suck that up and deal with it. For me, going without makeup is definitely more to see if I can skip that step and still feel put together and presentable and be my best self, and or whether it changes how I am when I'm out and about, whether I'm quieter, whether I am like, oh, I'm doing this whole no makeup makeup thing. I'm not wearing any makeup. Can't you tell? Ooh, aren't I disgusting? Ooh. Whether I start doing all of that kind of social anxiety stuff. Let's see. Also, when it came time to plan this habit, I looked in the diary and I am busier in these 2 weeks with beauty events than I have been for a couple of months. So I'm not making it easy on myself. It's not, I won't be able to hide. There's going to be no working from home. I am out with other beauty editors, with other beauty journalists, with other YouTubers, and I am not going to be wearing any makeup. Right. Oh dear. Yeah, it's just, I'm going to have to put the foundation and concealer down, forego my beloved eyeliner and pretend I don't see the bronzer staring back at me from my dressing table. And mascara, oh my goodness, mascara. Oh dear. Oh, it does feel, it's going to be weird. But with all that said, it means that I will be putting a focus on my skincare and my skincare choices will be centered around making my skin look the best it can without makeup. So I'll be sharing the products I choose on my Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns, and I might do a few lives to talk you through why I'm choosing what I'm choosing and how I'm applying it, etc., etc. So I'm nervous, but equally, I think this will probably be quite revealing, exposing definitely. And it will be interesting to see what other people's reactions are to it as well as my own. So stay tuned. Have you ever quit makeup? Do you only wear makeup for certain occasions? Do you actually think makeup's a little bit of a nonsense and that we all wear too much of it? If you do only wear makeup for special occasions, what occasions would those be? Could you ever go without makeup, or do you rely on it every day? If you thought about not being able to wear makeup for a couple of weeks, how would you feel? Let's chat about all of this over in the Facebook group. The link to join will be in the show notes. And I'll talk about this on the update show. We'll include some listener response and some of those comments in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. I feel like I'm going to have more time on my hands in this habit. Not that I spend hours applying makeup, just that I always get up and I give myself an hour to get ready, and I won't need that hour anymore. I mean, I may catch up on Real Housewives or Kardashians when I'm doing my makeup in the morning, and that probably means it takes longer, but I won't be able to do that now because that's just sitting and watching TV and time wasting. It will be very interesting. Stay up to date on Instagram, as I said, where I'm at Emma Guns. And if you never want to miss another episode of The Emma Guns Show, simply go to wherever you're listening, whether that's Apple Podcasts, Acast, or other streaming services are available, and hit that subscribe button and you'll see all new episodes pop into your feed whenever they are published. And if you want to get in touch with the show, please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. That's a listener-only inbox. I make it very clear that is just for listeners. So if you want to get in touch with me, please do email me, thebeautypodcast@gmail.com. I would be delighted to hear from you. It's my favourite part of the day. And if you happen to be on social and think you want to send me a line, slide into my DMs. I'm at Emma Guns on Instagram and Twitter, and I try to get back to everybody personally and as quickly as possible. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you without any makeup on the next one.